yes. Uh-huh. Big Swell.
Aye.
Where's that then? Is that somewhere that your family lived?
Aye, one of our section of the family was there in the Big Swell Estate.
Mm-hmm.
Managed to maintain its independence till comparatively recently, even when the bigger estates was being formed. But that is the ice pister.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, you know, he passed Thurmiston Mill, and before you come to this village, this is going to the Kirkwell side, there's a road leaning off to the left. Well, the road goes down to Broadgar one side and up to Big Swell the other. But,
mm-hmm. And does Big Swell mean well built? Or?
No,
no.
Said to be the Valley of Corn, big for bear. It's another name for bear. And it's supposed to be said to mean the Valley of Corn. And
of course, corn is a term that would have been used for all sorts of grain, would it?
No. Corn is the real name for what you would call bear, no. I never knew it as bear when I was young, it's corn.
I see. Uh-huh.
But that's basic terms, Patricia will say there. Corn in America is maize. In Scotland, it's oats. In England, it's wheat. In other words, a term for the basic food supply of the area.
Right, I see. So how long was Big Swell occupied then? Has that been around for a long time?
Oh, well, Big Swell is a township, several farms.
Mm-hmm.
And, history goes back first to Luditz, then it became the Omans, and then, well, dying out to female side, to be the woman married an ice pister, that postcards he got with Joan Ice Pister, he was a descendant of the Big Swell Ice Pister, and he had a second cousin of my father. But the Oman part of the family, my ancestry and my wife's ancestry. But again, according to the story of Clouston, the first Oman was a member of the but she's not agreeing with me, but it's still.
No, you've done that one already.
I've done it already, yeah.
It doesn't matter. We get different versions every time, we get different things.
What about Helen Oman putting fire in the house?
Oh, yes, Helen Oman, as I said, that was the Oman family come down to a single female heir, and she was just a schoolgirl. And various cousins or nephews or other relations were trying to step in, but an aunt persuaded this schoolgirl to go to the gatehouse, as it was this one, and a roof on it, and put a fire in the fireplace, and that give her a claim.
Right.
She'd put fire in the house, and anyway, her claim kept on.
And was that a very old kind of custom?
Well, I don't know. It's the only one I've ever heard of, but it certainly was told to me. It's the truth. It was the, and I added on that there was the custom of the fire and the house would give them claim to the.
I suppose it's you're using the place you're. Yeah.
Aye.
Mm-hmm. That's really interesting. That's really interesting about the name as well, actually.
Oh, yes.
That'll teach me. You should never make assumptions. Mm-hmm. And what do we have here? Mm-hmm.